This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network.
Welcome to Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. We are so glad you're here to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families. So sit back, relax, connect, and enjoy. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Center for Conscious Kids, our podcast on conscious living here at Specialty Produce Network. I'm excited today to announce and to introduce a really wonderful author, amazing kahuna, amazing life coach. Her name is Meredith Herrenbrook. Welcome, Meredith.
Well, thank you, Ashley. Nice to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. We have so much to share today with everyone. It's so fantastic. And I know you wrote a book, and your book is called Becoming Ridiculously Awesome. And I really wanted to share with everyone some of the areas where you talk about becoming ridiculously awesome in your book and helping everyone see where there is this possibility that everyone can become awesome. So tell me, though, a little bit about yourself. I know you're here on our screen, and you're visiting us virtually, too, in the studio, and you're visiting from the Bay Area in San Francisco, California. And share with us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, yes, I'm from the Bay Area and born and raised in the area. I'm married with 1.5 children. The second one is on her way. And so my whole life was primarily focused around architecture. I went to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo and did architecture for many years and still do that. But through my own life's journey has really been curious about a few things. And with that curiosity, it took me into looking at various realms that are kind of non-traditional. And then this last year, I ended up writing a book about many of the things that I had learned.
That's so fantastic. So tell me a little bit about the work that you do. How do you help clients in your everyday workload and experiences?
What I do is I help uncover what people are entangled with in their own lives. What happens is when we grow up, we find our lives kind of situation normal because we're used to that experience since we were little. But what happens is as we get older and learn new things and, sometimes the old system has conflict with the new system. So I help uncover what those triggers are and what those frustrating experiences are, and I help untangle them. And then I offer basically a resolution to their experience so they can find new resources or find even resources they didn't know they had so they can have kind of an easier life in relationships, in career, in family, and almost anything.
So it's a very extensive sense of life coaching. Is that what you're talking about?
It is. So what I do, some of the modalities that I work with is what's called NLP, which is called Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And I also do family soul constellation work. And I also do HUNA work, which I learned from a kahuna in Hawaii. And that is Hawaiian spiritual-based healing.
Wow. So that's fantastic. So you talked about the resources that you give people. So those are internal resources. Would that be correct?
They are.
Wow.
Definitely. I've found through my personal experience and through these teachings that the more we try to solve our problems through exterior resources, the more fleeting it is, and that the more and more we go inside and loosen our triggers and really come to terms with who we are and where we are and where we're going, the more we tap into that, the more empowered and powerful we become.
Wow. Absolutely. So in your book, talking about becoming ridiculously awesome, is that what the reader is doing? Are they on that journey through their internal resources that you're helping them recognize, notice, and tap into?
Yes, Ashley, that's definitely what I do. I start off on sharing a little bit of my own journey so people can identify that that I have actually taken the struggles and been through it for many years. And I start off more on kind of the physical aspects and things that we notice on an everyday plane, such as being frustrated at certain things that maybe someone else might not be frustrated with, or noticing maybe certain things that you don't like about your job and so forth. And what I start off with is noticing what's around you and the input that you're receiving. And then I slowly, hopefully, enlighten the reader to learning how we actually take that information, that external stimulus, and how we react to it based on kind of survival skills that the body has learned to do over many, many millennia. And when you have more of the identification with kind of how you operate and acknowledging actually how we operate, then the more you actually are able to slowly gain control over how you handle that external stimulus. And then the more you can do that, then the more powerful and more focused you can be on where you want to go.
I see. Okay. So share with the listeners right now about how one would access a difficulty that they're having. So let's say they're having difficulty with their child, relating to their child and understanding how to support the child in doing what they need to do when it's in conflict with what they were raised with, for example. So what we're talking about on Center for Conscious Kids is moving and helping support families and the communities move to raising consciously aware children when a lot of times we weren't necessarily raised consciously. We were raised in an environment where it was better to be seen and not heard. It was better to be quiet. It was, you know, all of those things. And nowadays we're raising children to really be that open and full expression of themselves. And so it can be conflictual between how the parent was raised and how they're choosing to raise their children. And so what would be one of the ways, like in one of the chapters in your book, would be to find that sort of internal resource that they could go to receive support while reading your book?
Well, I can give you a few tips right now on some of the things that I apply myself. Because I have a child who is just under 3, and as any parent might already realize that they are angels when they're little, and then they slowly start to challenge us very quickly as they start to find their voice. So the first thing I would really offer is to be as present as you can with your child. Now, what that means is being able to recognize what is going on internally for yourself, whether you are breathing really fast, if you're getting irritated, if you are maybe memories are even popping up. And what's important to do at that moment is just notice what is going on for yourself. And the more present you can be for yourself, the more present you can be for your child. So fears, triggers, and judgments might come up about what your child is doing or children are doing. And if you can just take a moment and just let that go, or even take just a backseat for a moment, you can then be present for your child, because your child is for some reason either intentionally frustrating you or just having a scary moment. And the more present you can be with yourself, the more you can be present with your child.
Wow, that's great information. Thank you. So presence is really important. And yeah. And I can tell you, I agree with you, because the more consciously aware the children become, they become really cognizant of your awareness. And yeah. So, I mean, literally, they say, you know, mommy, you're not paying attention. And we're like, yeah, you're right. I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I'm thinking of what I need to do next. And I'm thinking that you need your homework. And, you know, so the parent is usually multitasking in their mind or in real life or all together. And then it's hard for the child to use their voice and speak up and say, you know, I'm sensing that you're not really hearing me or understanding me. And it can be frustrating, especially depending on the age group of the child. So I agree with you that us becoming more present about what it is that they're experiencing and how it is that they can communicate to us is really vital and important. And I can see how we can take that idea of being present to so many other instances in our lives, like our relationship with our spouse or in our work environment or even in any other environment. So speaking of like kahuna and different areas of energy healing and energy work related to this process, how can one have multiple states of thinking about, you know, the grocery list or the laundry list of things to do and being able to put that on the side, being present in the moment, and then going back to that? Like, how would you suggest people kind of work and navigate through these different ways of being at the same time or in different times so that they're able to really get through their day without feeling overwhelmed or that they have to be a certain way to get what they need done?
Thank you for that question. It's a really loaded question because the immediate thing that came to mind was already in that question was loaded with fears and judgments.
Yeah.
I have to get these things done.
Right.
And there's this laundry list,
right,
as if there are already expectations set.
Right.
And the first thing I would say is, one, manage your own expectations so you remain in balance. The more you're in balance with yourself and your immediate surroundings, more often than not, the rest of the world and the universe will listen to you when you kind of create those boundaries and set those expectations and intentions. So, I mean, on a very realistic, very mundane level is, you know, plan your work and work your plan. So set your goals in the morning before anyone needs you. And really set what you need to have for yourself done before anyone else's needs need to be met. We always have obligations. We always have things going on. There are always going to be something that will interrupt us somehow. When we come back to center and just take a breath and find where your energy is and ground yourself and balance yourself in whichever way is most available for you, when you just take that moment and go, oh, okay, that's right, here I am, the easier you can be, again, present for everyone and everything else within reason.
Mm-hmm.
So listening to yourself is really key for number one, and listen to what your needs are. And once you can notice those things and then just keep checking in, the more you keep checking in, the more awareness will be brought in. And the fewer external, oh my gosh, that has to be done, that has to be done. I'm really good at needing to multitask and wanting to multitask. And oh my gosh, I have a laundry list. But when I notice other people respond with a little bit of stress because of that, I go, oh, that's right. Do I need to get that done today? You know, and we're such in the moment people, which is wonderful. But for some reason, a lot of us feel we have to cram a lot of things into that moment. well, let's take a breath and just sit back and go, well, maybe not right now. And so what you're doing is you're setting boundaries and you're creating space for yourself to operate in the best possible way.
That is profound words of wisdom. Thank you. That is...
And I just letting you know, I have to practice this all the time. So
I think we all
are going to be mastering it for years and years because there's always going to be new stuff coming on. Mm-hmm. Always. But it's how we are in that moment and keep staying in that moment will help you through more moments than not.
Oh, that is just, that's profound. Absolutely. And I really love the part about in the morning, taking a few minutes for yourself. To really notice where you are and notice where your anxiety, your anxiousness, or your overwhelm, or your concern, or your to-do list, the laundry list, all of it, to help put that in perspective consciously before kind of engaging with the family or your life and what it is you're to do for the day. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a few questions too about, as I know many parents will have access to this book and want to really pick it up and read it and understand. So what can parents do on a daily basis with their kids, for example, when the kids are frustrated, upset, or overwhelmed? What golden nuggets could you help impart to parents working with kids in this way?
Okay, thank you. I'm pulling up some memories, probably recent memories for myself. And I'll just say parenthood has been so far such a great teacher in how to stay present and how to stay grounded and all these things. It just further reinforces what really works better and what doesn't work. I'll just start off with what I have found that does not work. Personally, is that when a parent says, just stop, you know, and because the parents get overwhelmed and they're hearing and feeling this energy from their child that they don't necessarily know what to do with. So what I have learned is when you can take a deep breath that settles you back into yourself rather than just going on reactive mode, or stop it mode, or anything like that, in trying to control the situation. Sometimes the best way to, quote, control the situation is to take a breath and just notice what is happening for your child. Are they upset because of something physical? Are they upset from something that is mental or emotional or spiritual? It could be any one of those things or all of those things. But again, when you just stop and take a breath and just get out of yourself for a moment and just listen and acknowledge where your child is. And just in that acknowledgement will help calm the child down because they go, wow, okay, someone is supporting me. Someone is going to help me. And that instinctively, I think gets pulled up for them is this, wow, okay, I'm safe and I'm loved. And when you can reach however you can that child to start feeling that way, already the stresses will start to go down. So when you take a breath and maybe they're breathing, maybe the child is really freaking out and just really, really stressed, what actually helps is to kind of match that behavior that they're doing. It's called kind of a pace lead. So you follow what they're doing a little bit and you're going, yeah, I know this is really stressful. Okay, so tell me what's happening. What's going on? And then you just slowly calm your breath down and you slowly lower your voice and you slow your pace down. And they will instinctively, without consciously knowing this, they will start to follow you. And then in that, their body will start to relax. And then once their body starts to relax, then maybe they can start using their words to tell you what their needs are. And what your goal is, I think often is to find out what their needs are. And then when they can be heard and acknowledged, then mostly that will calm them down. And then you can work towards finding a solution on what they need.
Another beautiful words of wisdom. That is fantastic to know that. So a child in overwhelm or a child really, really heightened in frustration or irritation or even confusion, that you can then go and match or get close to matching their elevated sense, their breathing sense, all of that, and then help them literally hold their hand, walking them down to a calmer state so that they're able to feel safe and secure to be able to start to express what their needs were. Very beautiful, because it is really hard to express your needs when you're somewhat mentally and emotionally out of balance, and we call it, I don't know, spaz attacks, different kinds of things that we're in significant overwhelm, and the children are freaking out, and a lot of times instinctually the parent will start to freak out too, but actually you're doing it with consciousness and a conscious awareness to meet them where they're at to help walk them down.
Yes.
That's absolutely gorgeous, because then they do feel safe. They do understand that you know where they're at.
Yeah. And if I can add, Ashley, that another aspect of that can help is, especially when they don't have the words for it, maybe they're 3 or 4 years old, or maybe they're even older. It doesn't necessarily matter. But what you can even do is to help identify what it is. Say, well, how big is it? Where is it being held in your body? Is it outside of you or is it inside of you? And helping to kind of quantify it really helps, I think, the child identify with, well, maybe it's not so big. Maybe it's okay. Maybe it's someone hit me and it's okay. I'm feeling the pain in my arm, or maybe I'm feeling the pain in my chest, or wherever it is. And you can, so identifying it through basic description can be helpful, because when you're freaking out, it feels all encompassing. I mean, I'm sure we've all felt this when you're so scared or you're so stressed for whatever reason, it feels like it's all around you and so forth. So if you can start to identify and then say, okay, thank you. Even acknowledge them. Say, thank you for that. All right, so what if we put that outside of yourself and we looked at it? Maybe it was 5 feet away. What does it look like? What does it feel like, etc.? And you can ask them the feelings that are associated with it. And in so doing, they can learn to objectify it and for them to start to understand that it's not actually them, and it's something that they can, that you can help support them to deal with.
I see. Wow. That's fantastic. And the way in which you described it too, is you help them metaphorically or journey through that energy of understanding about, is it inside of them or outside of them? So you help their conscious awareness really connect to where it is that they're experiencing the discomfort, and then where it is to redirect that so that they can resume or begin to have comfortable states so that they can then move forward in creating what it is they want or achieving their desired situation, their desired state, or their desired physical item, whether that be food or toys or whatever that is. And that's beautiful. That kind of leads me into the next section that I wanted to talk with you about, so that you could really share about the idea of, what is the HUNA aspect of your work and how you work with families and adults to have that energetic experience of healing? What does that mean?
So HUNA work is, well, I'll just tell you, it's pretty amazing, and it excites me so much to share this with you, because my experiences have been so surprising and profound. It's something that's not really commonly known in, you know, the United States, but I would say it's on the level of, you know, shamanistic work, where Pona focuses on kind of identifying the true source of what is bothering you. What is the matter? And so when people get ill in Hawaii, even children, say a child broke his leg, and they don't ask, well, what happened? They say, they would ask, actually, why did you break your leg? And for us, we might say, well, it was an accident. Like, I was a victim in this. Something just happened. I tripped, or so forth and so on. But what they're understanding is that somehow we're co-creators in our experience, that there are really no accidents, that somehow maybe that boy fell because he maybe subconsciously, and most of this is very subconscious, is, well, maybe that person just wanted to get a little bit more attention from home, or they wanted to, maybe skip school or whatever it is, but that there is some sort of, this part of ourselves that creates our experience. And we are always looking for a desired result. So with Huna, when you start to ask, how did you break your leg? Why did you break your leg? What needs are not being met? Going back to what I discussed earlier, is when you can start to ask those questions and even ask, hey, leg, why are you broken? What's going on? And if you're able to almost have a conversation, then more information will come up on what is happening in that person's experience and why are they having that experience they're having. And when you're able to do that and tease apart the root cause of that experience, the more able you are to, first of all, heal that body part and also become more present and conscious with all aspects of yourself and how you're creating your experience throughout everyday life.
Wow. That is amazing. So what you're saying is that process of Huna is also looking at root cause, right? And we're looking at root cause from the perspective of the person co-creating their life. With their surroundings, with nature, with themselves, with others, with their community, and in the broken leg part, with that obstacle that they experienced that created the broken leg.
Yes.
I see. Okay. That's awesome. That's really beautiful. And then that it just is so fantastic, because when really people understand that know inherently that that's what's happening, it really empowers them to then empower their children, right? And begin to teach their children in these ways as well at home.
It's a very fascinating way to experience when we're sick or not feeling well, because the more I do this work, the more amazed I am at how powerful we actually are. I think maybe it's the society specifically that tends to almost praise being a victim, that somehow we're a victim of our circumstances and everything. And I find it a shame, because there are so many people out there who have tapped into their own resources very successfully, and despite all odds are able to go forth and do amazing things in their lives. And what I love about Huna is that no matter what is uncovered as far as the root cause, it can be many. What I love about the results with the clients and the people I work with is that they just get this sense of joy of, wow, I didn't realize that I kind of created that for myself. and that I don't have to have that anymore, that things can be a little easier. And I didn't know I believed that before, but I don't need to believe that. And I can move through it and find greater calm and ease through all parts of my life. And that's what my book is really focusing on, is empowering yourself through a few different resources, through NLP, through HUNA, through family soul constellation work, is to really uncover all those root causes and to be able to let go of those judgments and triggers, family history, certain things that are holding you back, so you can just be you and you can be really empowered and really expanded into where you want to go, that you can go where you want to go, wherever that is. It doesn't matter. And the more you can be open and true to yourself and more present, the easier that is to do.
That is for sure. Wow. Thank you. I mean, those are just wonderful illustrations of how someone can really transform their lives and create what they want, and then help create it for others as well, in the sense of raising children and in the sense of creating a cohesive and harmonious family, that then these discussions can bring, as they learn how to do it themselves individually as the adults, they can learn then to bring that into open discussion with the children and their spouses.
And yes.
What an amazing journey that is. So in talking about your book, what would you see as the vision that every parent can receive while reading and seeing their lives transform? What is your vision that you'd like them to see reading your book?
I think my vision is to have people, again, really understand how to gain more out of their own experience, to be able to let go of triggers, past traumas, addictions, anything that holds you back or makes you feeling less than awesome. And the more you can let go of those things, the more you can radiate your truth and your essence. And the more you can do that through really understanding yourself and really feeling set free, that radiance is more dynamic and powerful than anything you can read in a book and just spew out because you feel someone else needs to know it. That when you really experience for yourself, then you don't need to try to be anything. You don't need to try to do anything. It just happens naturally because that's just how you are now. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That's beautifully said. Thank you.
So the more conscious you are, the fewer obstacles you have that that you can let go of. Well, one, you sleep better. You can sleep better. You can enjoy moments better. You can laugh easier. You can enjoy being with your family or maybe being in your job. Or maybe even saying, oh, well, I want to choose a new job. This is not suiting me anymore. The more you can make those conscious choices for yourself and be happier from the inside out, it is more powerful than anything you can do for yourself and for your family and for your life.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. Well, I am so excited to have shared this time with you and these moments with you, having you express and share with us these golden tidbits of information that's just all the way through your book, and sharing with people this opportunity to move beyond their limits and create their heart's desires for themselves and for others around them, to support their lives in creating everything that they want, including all the family members. That's just awesome. So thank you for joining us today. And we look forward to really looking at your book, looking through it, reading it, engulfing it, embodying it, and really bringing those opportunities forward in our lives. And I just wanted to ask you, how can everyone get a hold of you? We have you listed in Center for Conscious Kids, so they can look for you under the health section under in San Francisco area. You also provide services, is that correct, to everyone around the planet virtually?
I do. I can do it, have sessions with anyone through Skype, FaceTime, on the phone, or even in person if you're local. And you can go to my website. It's called ROIExperience.com. And if you're looking for my book, you can look at it on Amazon. And also, I'm just going to show you my book right here. It is BecomingRidiculouslyAwesome.com.
Thank you so much. What a great resource you are, and thank you for this. The opportunities for healing in multiple ways. I know we didn't even get into the deep discussion about family constellation, but that also is such a wonderful therapy process, too, of supporting the soul healing in the whole family and the ancestral line that supports everyone, even from the descendants down, and our children and their children and their future children. And it really helps clear some lineage blockages that happened in families. And it's so amazing that you have such a diverse skill set to support families and children's really growing into their true nature.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Ashley, so much for having me. It's been a wonderful time.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing episode of Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. For more information on how to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families, visit our website at www.centerforconscious.com. That's www.centerforconsciouskids.com. Join us again next week as we get a little bit more conscious and a little bit more centered, and we'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.